everybody. Malcolm here. It's a Saturday, the 18th of January, 2020, and this is the podcast version of the newsletter. What's been going up on my website the last 7 days and what's been going on in my life in this last week or so. And today's episode is entitled Devotion in All Weathers. Devotion in All Weathers. Let me explain about that before I talk about the rest of the contents of my website this week. A few days ago, I was taking a later than usual prayer walk through my local park, Cassiabury Park, where I'm often out praying, and I came across a sight I certainly had not expected. A group of people playing croquet. Croquet, outdoors, in January, in Watford, in the UK in January. It's jolly cold. Now, if you haven't played croquet, actually, I can recommend it. I really enjoy croquet. My father bought a croquet set back in the 70s. When I was a kid, and we grew up playing it on the lawn, first in Ashford in Kent, and then we moved out to a hamlet, Little Chart Forstall, and we still play there. And my father in his 80s still seems to win every time. But anyway, on the newsletter, I've supplied some evidence of my family playing croquet back in the 70s, a nice black and white faded picture of my mother, my father, and my sister. That was a picture I took on my very first camera, which was a hand-me-down from my father. And you'll see the rest of the family there. I'm not sure the exact year, but I would say it's about probably 1972 or thereabouts. Now, we enjoy croquet, but I have to say we are fair weather croquet players. Has to be good weather. It is outdoors. But not so these Watford tough guys I saw the other morning. They were wrapped up in woolly hats, gloves, thick coats. And they were out there in the January cold. And you'll see a photograph on the newsletter if you want to go to the top there. You'll see them. Took a photograph there. And I couldn't help but admire their dedication. Their, I suppose it's a hunger. And as most of you will know, I'm reflecting on and teaching on and preparing materials on the Beatitudes at the moment from Matthew chapter 5. There's a Watford Teaching Day coming up, which details are on the newsletter. And as I reflect on them and I think a lot about the Beatitudes, I keep coming across illustrations that illuminate some aspect of those Beatitudes. These Watford madmen and madwomen were hungry and thirsty for croquet. Certainly freezing conditions weren't going to stand in their way. Matthew 5 verse 6, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled." So my crazy croquet friends weren't playing when they were out there through gritted teeth. They weren't out there with under some kind of duress, because I stopped to watch them just for a bit, and I saw smiles. I heard laughter, and you could feel the camaraderie. They were having a good time in the cold. They were filled with what they were seeking, even as they were freezing in the cold. And it makes me think about, what are we seeking above all things? Jesus said it has to be righteousness. Being right, doing right by God, and being right and doing right by our fellow humans. Some of the other Beatitudes will exemplify how to do that with offering mercy and having a pure heart and being a peacemaker, amongst many other things. This needs to matter to me and to all of us more than any other hope or aspiration or goal in 2020 and in our future. What we're aiming for, above all other things, surely must be righteousness, more than anything. So I offer that thought at the beginning of this podcast here, just to remind myself and perhaps all of us that we, part of our prayer, part of our relationship with God, and the way we talk with God and seek His face, is to seek to have a consistent hunger for all the things connected with righteousness. So please pray for me that will be the case for me. And if you have a prayer request, do let me know. And a prayer request I have is about the Watford Teaching Day on the 29th of February at the West Watford Free Church on Tolpitts Lane in Watford. Details are on the Watford Facebook page, amongst other places. So do please pray for me as I prepare those materials. Now, what else has been going on? Friday, I visited the venue for the Wait for the Lord retreat, which is at the end of March. Details are on the website. I had a tour round the convent again with Sister Susan. I've been there before, but I wanted to go back and refresh my memory about rooms and layout and get a few more details, which was great, actually. And they're lovely. They're very welcoming. It's a wonderful spot in Gerrard's Cross here. So a couple of things that did become clearer was, let me just say these, and they're also on the newsletter. If you're coming, you do need to bring your own towel. They can supply them, but when they have a lot of people in the convent, as we will be a large group for them, then it's helpful if we can bring our own towels, so please do that. If you have any dietary needs, they think they can cater for that, but let me know in advance. And also, if you could let me know if you will arrive after 6:15 p.m. on the Friday evening, as we'll need to make some alternative arrangements for supper to be kept for latecomers. It can be done, but we just need advance notice. There are still 5 spaces remaining. If you'd like to come, then please let me know. Materials on the podcast, this week. The Kingdom Come podcast, the daily podcasts, are going up. There are 19 so far. The links are in the web, in the newsletter. The Sermon on the Mount series for Thames Valley continues. I've taught a couple more lessons. The third lesson on Matthew 5 verse 5, Blessed are the Meek, is up online. And my Sunday sample this week, episode 117, is called Why We Should Theme Our Services, the Value of Theming Your Service. I think I find that, I hope, really interesting as I talk about the experience of thinking through why there is value in theming our services and how we might do that. So that's up online. As far as Watford's concerned, Osagi spoke last Sunday, and we're back at the school again this Sunday, the 19th of January, and I'm speaking on Hebrews 12, verses 1 to 3. So I'm looking forward to that. And the teaching day is coming up. If you'd like more details about that, do let me know. We'd love to have a big crowd there. And in Thames Valley, well, we are, as I said, going through the Kingdom Come series as we study and think about and pray about the Sermon on the Mount. And that's going on every Friday and Sunday in January and February. As well as the recordings, the podcasts and the videos, there are also handouts, PDFs and extra notes going up on the Thames Valley website, as well as my own, if they're the lessons that I'm personally teaching. So I think that's about it for this week. Devotion in all weathers. I was very inspired by those croquet crazy guys. It made me think that I need that kind of devotion to grow in my relationship with God and get deeper with God, and devotion in all weathers, not just when it's sunny and warm and everything is easy, but when it's tough, and maintaining that hunger. And I hope that what I've posted online will help you to maintain that hunger for all things righteous. Well, if you've got any questions or any thoughts, then please let me know. Otherwise, I shall sign off for this week, and look forward to speaking to you again this time next week, although materials will be going up on the website pretty much daily over the next little while. So until the next time, take care and God bless.